transfer of domiciliary care has gone from the HSE, the processing of applications, to the Department of Social Protection. And it certainly appears that the department is taking a very hard line in relation to applications. And I have received a number of representations from families who have been refused applications, and particularly in relation to children with autism and autism spectrum disorders. The department seems to be refusing quite a high number of applications.
Have you been able to compare this to what would have been the average refusal rate under the HSE?
Well, in 2009, the total refusal for the year would have been around about 1,600 applications. That went up in 2010 to 2,700. And up to May of this year, we have almost 1,200 applications have been refused, which is 79% of the total received. And you'd have to ask, when the refusal rate takes such a large jump, what is actually going on within the department.
Would you be urging people who find themselves in the situation to appeal?
Well, I think families have to appeal, and there is over 200 applications and appeals at the moment, and I think families have to appeal because families are under severe financial stress and financial burdens. The department does have to take a serious look at what is happening here and question why the amount of refusals is so high. I think it's a cynical measure to try and save funds where these families do need all the support that we can give them.